Welcome to the CONCACAF Connection, a football podcast where five friends take you through the ins, the outs, and everything in between of the beautiful game. If you like what you hear and you want to hear more, leave us a five-star rating. Follow us on TikTok at CONCACAFUS and on Instagram and Twitter at CConnectionPod. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy.
City Liverpool. How do you feel?
Oh, what a game. I feel great.
I know you do.
I love it.
Was that a pen?
Yeah, I think it was.
Doku.
Yeah, but also like
anywhere else it's a yellow
card. I mean, I know, but I already know what a certain someone is gonna say to what I'm about to say, so I'm not even gonna entertain his opinion.
Oh, me?
Because he's biased, but
how about me?
If they give that pen, then you don't want the title to come down to a referee's decision for a penalty. So
you also don't want to hand the title off and then this be the thing that they bring it back to.
But I don't think that this not being a pen and resulting in a draw decides the title or does anything to the title. But I think if it had gone to a pen and it had resulted in a Liverpool win, then that could have very easily been what propped Liverpool up in the race. Because Arsenal don't get the chance to play Liverpool again, like, directly. I don't know if City do. I don't know if that was the last time they're going to play either. But, like, you know, Arsenal still have a chance to play City head on and beat them head on. So, like, I understand. Like, again, I'm not the ref. I don't know if that was even on his mind. But if it was on his mind, I would think, like, he was probably thinking, like, we can't have one decision determine the title, like, if there's any kind of – but obviously you want to make the right decision. Ultimately, you want to make the right decision. So,
well, that's just the issue, is that we just get back to every single refereeing decision.
Whoa, where whoa. Like, guess who's here?
Oh! Just in time.
Just in time for what? I'm
talking about Liverpool City.
Daniel, was it a penalty?
No.
Oh my god!
I'm not gonna repeat what I said for him.
But
he got the ball first.
Can I play devil's advocate though?
Also, Abdon, didn't you say two weeks ago that Man City should buy Leroy Sané because we would have the best winger duoship with Doku and Sané?
What? When the fuck did I ever bring up Leroy Sané?
I don't think it was him, Daniel.
Huh?
I said that I think Mudryk would have been better, would be performing better than Doku has in that City team.
He did.
No, this was a completely different. I'll have to find the episode, but
I've never talked about Leroy Sané.
Yes, you have, but it's fine. I'll find it.
We have three different people. Have I ever talked about Leroy Sané?
Yes, there's
I remember Leroy Sané coming
you've
up.
You've talked
at some
about
point.
But I don't think you ever said the words that him and Doku would be the best winger partnership.
Okay.
Unless it was early on the season, but I doubt
it. If it was early, fairly recent, maybe.
That's why I don't think so, because he's been on the Doku hate train since about November.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Maybe earlier, but November is when he really started going in on
it. I definitely have not liked Doku since early on in the season.
Well, you start going in on them more.
No.
In about November.
I'll find it.
You find it. But Eddie, let me play devil's advocate for you. Isn't no decision also a decision? Like, not making a choice, not making a call is also still making a call. Is also still affecting the title race.
I mean, yeah, it affects the race, but
either way, it affects the race.
It doesn't have as I think awarding the penalty and them converting the penalty has more of an effect on the race than not awarding it and it staying a tie.
But if they lose the race like Liverpool have in the last couple of years by a point, you're going to look at that penalty and go, that's kind of a controversial decision, which the seasons are all full of controversial decisions. But I think
Liverpool lose the title by one point, they're going to look to the game against us. Like, they just are.
They're going to look at that penalty. They're going to look at a lot of things. Like
if all I've noticed is that Liverpool bench a lot, and they need to shut the fuck up because they're not the only team that has decisions go against them.
No, 100%
should shut up.
100%.
I have a question for Eddie. So, like Daniel just said, he got the ball, he followed through. When is another example that we've seen of someone?
Oh my God.
Well, just like saying, like, don't you feel upset seeing this and them not getting a penalty when Romero did a similar thing on Enzo in the box, and then VAR came in and did and changed that call? Like, that's what we're talking about, is the inconsistency.
I mean, okay,
of these damn refs. Like,
I don't mean this shade in any. I mean, if I'm throwing shade at anyone, I'm throwing shade at Liverpool fans. I'm not throwing shade at you or anything else. I don't get upset when I see that because I've gotten over it.
Mm-hmm. No,
that happened 6 months ago. Like, Liverpool fans can't get over it. Like,
yeah,
like every referee is different. Like.
Like, I'm just annoyed about the inconsistencies of the
ref. I get it. Yeah, no, I get it. VAR, it is frustrating.
The refs on field, okay, but VAR is supposed to be consistent in any given way. So if you're given the Enzo one for a kick on the high shin, you should be given the same thing for a boot to the fucking chest. You know what I mean? It's like, where's the disconnect between VAR is the question. When are we going to start getting to the point where VAR is just consistent? And it's just in this fucking country. It doesn't happen anywhere else.
Yeah, that was that boot was Van Bommel-esque.
Yeah, I don't even think the issue is like Daniel was saying, where he like got all ball. The issue isn't that. I think the issue is it's a high boot regardless. You're endangering. That's dangerous play. Like, we're all taught from a young age, don't stick your foot that high. We're all taught.
Don't
that.
Go above the waist.
You know, that's kind of why I'm like, it's kind of a harsh decision to me, because if it was a handball, we're all taught, don't put your hand out, you know? You can get a penalty for that. So that's why I'm like, I think it's a harsh decision. I understand where you're coming from, Eddie, like where it's not like, it would be in terms you could look at it as like a soft penalty that decides a tie-up. But I also think it's a very important moment in the season. That either way is going to decide a title race, whether it goes to Man City or goes to Arsenal or Liverpool still win it. It's going to be talked about for a while.
It is. I guess I'm just looking at it from the aspect of a team getting 3 points from that is more drastic than both teams getting one. And it has more of an effect on the race than both teams getting one, because then Manchester City gets 0 points and are put in. Obviously, they're not out of the race if they don't get a point from this game or from that game. It just, I think, has more of an effect if Liverpool get all 3 points.
See, I'm looking at it from the perspective of not looking at who's playing or anything, just the circumstances. Player's foot was high in the box.
No,
the definition of a penalty is a foul inside the box.
At the end of the day, I just want the correct decision to be made.
Yeah, which is like, this is why another reason why we talked about earlier, why blue cards are such a bad idea, because in this moment, like,
that's a blue card, and then that just changes the whole season right there.
Not even that, but also just like, we can't even decide on this, you know, as a fan base. Mm-hmm. How are we going to decide on blue cards in general? So,
and not only that, like, if you go back to like seasons prior, I remember the Mane boot to the head on Ederson.
It was a red card.
It was a red card.
Mm-hmm. I think the only reason why that was a little bit more like cut, like clear cut, like crystal clear, was because he completely missed the ball. Whereas like Doku, I mean, even though it was a high challenge, he at least got the ball first before the man.
And yeah, but any high boot challenge is always – the only time that you see it not be a foul is if it's an overhead kick. It's a bicycle kick and it made contact on the ball. You can kind of get like – in and out of that, like make a case for it.
And even then, they still call him
studs up. That was studs up.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, I agree. I'm just saying that, like, you know, some things are a little bit more clear than others. I don't. I might be biased, but I don't. I mean, he got the ball first, and then it was just a follow through. It was a really bad follow through, but he got the ball first. It was millimeters, but.
Yeah, but it's also like Avdon said earlier, like we've already had calls this season where we've seen people win the ball first, follow through pretty poorly and get sent off. Yeah. Augusto's one of them.
Yeah, inconsistent refereeing. Like, and we've talked about it multiple times before already. The only way we change it is if we change the referees.
No, I'm not arguing about the refereeing. I'm arguing about this decision in general.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that this decision, like, it's happened more or less to all the referees in the league, like at that point in time, which is why I'm saying that even though getting rid of the referees and bringing in like a whole new unit of them isn't going to fix all the problems, it's going to fix a lot of them. So
I don't think for this certain situation, changing a ref changes anything. I think it's just whoever makes the call and what call they make. Because like you said, this isn't this. Step in. Yeah, you said who?
I think FIFA needs to step in and create a unified body of refereeing.
They won't do that.
No, they won't, but they need to. Whose mic is off?
I was going to say, has anybody heard a couple of echoes recently?
Yeah, I've heard a couple of echoes.
But you know what the problem is that the PGMOL like backs their refs so hard, which I understand like it's a union, but maybe the fact that it's a union is a problem.
Yeah, it's kind of a fraternity. They're protecting each other at all times.
That's what I'm saying.
They kind of have to. They're the most scrutinized people in the game, apart from players making mistakes. But
Lord knows they deserve it.
But you don't see this in other countries is the issue.
No. I get that.
Not to this degree.
No, so I get
you just
that,
protect each other by keeping yourselves to a higher standard and not allowing these things to happen, then you're protecting each other. Now you're just always shrouding every single decision, every result into the refs fucked this. The refs did that. The refs lost the title for Liverpool. The refs did this. The refs did that. Like, keep it out of the hands of the refs. Unified. Every single fucking decision is vetted. Not every single, but every penalty, red card decision is vetted to the same standards. Then the refs cannot be scrutinized. It cannot be.
Can I make a controversial point real quick? I actually don't think the reffing's that bad in the Premier League. I think they get about 80% of things right. I think it's the 20% that people blow out proportion. Now, some of it is bad. I'm not judging it. But I think overall the reffing isn't that bad. Like, not as bad as we make it out. But I also think there's a lot of resentment here because a lot of our teams have been affected by poor refereeing decisions. But so have other teams, probably more than us, lower in the table. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't think that's – I think there's like three bad refs that are consistently the ones we talk about.
Name one.
I'm not going to. I have Don Cam. There you go. That's good. But besides him –
Anthony Taylor, not Martin Taylor.
That's who I was – yeah, that's who I was –
Well, besides them, like besides those certain ones that are always coming up against your team, you can't really name many other refs.
Stuart Prattwell.
Yeah, I know you don't like Stuart Prattwell. Name another one.
Michael Oliver is actually decent. So
yeah. Name another ref.
That's a couple really good ones. It's just a fucking bad one.
Yeah, but how many bad ones we actually have is my point. Like, I'm with you guys. All I think it is a fraternity. I think it's poor. But name me the other ones then that you hate so much. Since we know them by name, right? Say it.
Just all of them. I don't like any of them.
I mean, just the fact that we know.
Except Michael Oliver. He's the only one that's decent.
Yeah, but my question is, how many refs do we actually know by name? I got two so far.
I don't need to know them by name. I just know that they suck.
I can say,
okay, I got three.
But just the fact that we know a couple by name is really bad.
That's fine. But I'm saying, like, we're making it sound like we know also, every
80% is really low.
Yeah, we know.
That's a really low if, to accept 80%.
That's a B. That's a B minus.
That's not good. That's almost
I said 80%
a C.
Of
that's
most.
Almost a C. You might as well be at 79%.
That's a B. You won't be saying that if you win the tile by a point.
I still
you'll be here. About the refs. A point makes a big difference. A point makes a big difference.
About the refs. I don't care.
Just say a point's a big difference.
I'll still complain about the refs. I don't care. I still do complain about the refs, even when we've had decisions go our way.
Yeah, there you go.
But we've also had decisions go against us.
Everyone has.
And yeah, whatever. I'd still rather get the right decision.
Well, you're not going to, right?
Clearly, because they're only at 80% accuracy. If you had said,
I also didn't say 80% of the calls are right. I said 80% of the games are great.
If you had said 95% versus 5%,
maybe you then that's an obvious lie.
Yeah, but then also break that down by fractions.
I think 5% could just be the one, like the big decisions.
But also break it down, like,
because most of the game, when you talk about decisions, it's just like, who kicked it out? Is that a goal kick? Is that a free kick? Is that, you know? It's probably realistically 95% of decisions are correct.
I'm trying to think.
5% are bad, and just happen to be decisions that are like super ass.
Well, I'm trying to think. Every team has to play 38 games. There's 20 teams, right? So that right there's 760 games a season. You do 80% of that. 80% of that.
How many games
is are like right? Is like a little over 600?
You said how many? 760?
Yeah, right. If there's 38, if each team plays 38 games and there's 20 teams, it should be 760.
608.
Are you sure about that? 38 times 20?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so 608.
Yeah, 608 games.
A lot of games that have bad decisions.
Yeah, 600% are fine.
Games. That's 112
are
divided by was it 20 teams?
Oh my fucking word! This became math class.
What six games?
5.6 games, dude. On
five games, five games a team, and I agree with you. They're bad, but five games.
58 games.
Five games a team on average.
Almost six.
But five.
Round up.
Yeah, no, round down, because that's what Bram wanted to do, right? We're at 80. Might as well be 79. Nearest decimal point. We could do six. I don't mind. Six games.
Six.
That means 32 of the games are in your hand. What's the
square root?
What? Was it three remainder two? I don't know. I don't know math.
How many factorials are there?
Four. It's 2.3.
The real question is how many games does Anthony Taylor have for Chelsea in the season?
But that's what I'm saying. Like I get it. I'm with everybody on it. Like, there's poor refereeing decisions. Five games on average is a lot in a season, anyways. I agree with you. What I'm saying is, we're making it sound like every game we're dealing with is a bad call.
That's not necessarily. We're talking about one every week.
Yeah, because on average there's five a week. Or five a season, or five per team. So it's 100 matches, whatever it was per season. I don't know.
Can't remember. But you lost the plot.
Yeah, I don't remember the math anymore.
We probably could talk about bad refereeing decisions every game. We just don't watch every game.
Exactly. You only watch your team's games, and you only care because your team's in the title. Race.
Does Abdon not care that decisions go against Chelsea?
Abdon cares, but every Does decision Eddie goes against us. Care
that decisions go against Spurs.
Daniel,
who the fuck?
Eddie thinks the team's going to win the
league, so it doesn't matter.
God damn! But are you awake?
Look at his face.
Who?
Daniel.
Daniel, are you awake?
I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Oh my god!
We went from refereeing to a quick like fractions and decimal lecture.
I love how y'all say that. Math is not that big of a deal.
Like, what is going on?
Very basic math.
So
it's not like we were talking about name of first numbers in pi.